The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
We discussed in the previous shir, to make a quick summary, the two parts, the two essential parts of the Avodas HaKorban. There's Avodas HaDam of a Korban, the Shechita Kabbalah Eloch HaZriko, which creates the Yotzi, the Chavosi, the Ritu, the Kaporo, the Machshir, the Metahir of the Korban. And then there's the second part of the Korban after the Dam, after the part which is Ma'akim, the Zriko HaDam, is Meratza, Mechapa, Yotzi, the Chavosi. After that, there's the Chelek HaChilu, the Achilus Mizbeach, the Achilas Odom, the Achilas Kehanim, the Achilas Bailam of the Korban. We explained that in the idea of Shaloi Lishmo, which are the Psulei HaMachshova, which derail the Avodas HaDam being Machshir, in order for the Avodas HaDam to accomplish that which it has to be accomplished, L'rotzen L'pnei Hashem, the Korban has to be brought Lishmo. If it's brought Shaloi Lishmo, if a different factor is brought b'machshav in the carbon, either a shinui bailim or a shinui machshav. What's a shinui bailim? I'm sorry, either a shinui bailim or a shinui kodesh. What's a shinui kodesh? What's a shinui bailim? The shinui kodesh is the thinking about one carbon becoming a different carbon. Person, instead of thinking l'shem oyle, he thinks l'shem chatos. Instead of l'shem chatos, he thinks l'shem oyle. And whatever the differences is, that's called Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Bailim is the changing of the Machshava of who the Korban is brought for. The Korban is there, the Korban is Reuven's Korban. Instead of the Dam being put on the Mizbech, being Nizrak al Mizbech for Reuven, the Dam is Nizrak al Mizbech for Shimon. By the Kohen, that will also pass for the Korban. Here we have a long Rashi in Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMashgil Av Shinui Bailim, a few lines from the top. Rashi explains, based on a sugya in Zvachim Daf Yud, that the Shinui Bailim is how he explains the Gemara, that Shinui Bailim is only relevant by Zrika. There is no Psul Shinui Bailim by Shechita, Kabbalah, and Elocha. Why is that? Because the Kaporo of a carbon, like we said, the Ritzui, the Mechaper, the Yotzi, the Chavosi of the carbon, is actually affected by the Zrika. The Shechita is the preliminary step, and the Kabbalah, and the Halacha is Machshir, the Dam, to be put on the Mizbeach. The Dam going on the Mizbeach is where the Pasuk says, L'rotzen L'fnei Hashem, that's what creates the Kapora, and that's what Yotzi, the Chavosi, or whoever has to bring a carbon for whatever carbon he has to bring, is in the Zrika. If the Koyin is Zorik the Dam, the Spritz is the Dam ala Mizbeach, with intent that it should be Mechapa for Ruve, not for Shimon, he changes the Bailin, that will render the carbon possible. However, in Shechita, since the Shechita is not affecting the Kapora, thinking about the wrong Bailin is not relevant, it doesn't pass for the carbon. Because if it's not creating the Kapora, then thinking about it being Mechapa for somebody else is not a Machshava Paisalas. But Rashi explains, again based on the Sugyan Zvachim Daf Yud, that if he thinks Bishas Shechita about the Zrika being Mechapa for somebody else, that does pass. Meaning to say, Bishas Shechita HaKorban, Bishas Shechita HaDam, he thinks to be Zorik later on, after he brings the Dam to the Mizbech, that he's going to be Zorik, L'shem Shimon, not L'shem Reuven, that will pass. Why is that? Because it's obvious. The Shechita, Kabbalah, Elocha, Zrika don't exist, each one independent. The Shechita is a Machshir, the Shechita is the Shechita has to be done with the Klisharis, the Shechita makes the Behema, which was Kodesh, it turns it into a carbon. The Shechita, so to speak, lays the groundwork for the Kabbalah Saddam. The Kabbalah Saddam, the Klisharis, which is Mekadesh the Dam, makes the groundwork for Halacha. Halacha is the process of preparing the Dam. V'nikrav al HaMizbeach, v'nizrak al HaMizbeach. Each one sets up the other one. The same way the Avodas HaDam of the carbon sets up the Achila of the carbon, even though the Achila of the carbon is not ma'akiv, each part of the Avodas HaDam sets up the next step. If the Shechita had a virus built into the system, had a faulty thought process of a Machshava, HaPoiseles, about the Zrika, that will passel the carbon. But the Shechita per se cannot passel with the Shinui Bailim. However, Shinui Kodesh, where he thinks Oil Lashem Chatas, Chatas Hashem Oil, and so on and so forth. That will pass by any of the four Avoidas. Why? Because each one is an Avoidah which has to be done Lashma for the Kavan. It's only the Shini Bailam, the Kapor is only affected by the Zrika. This is the opinion of Rashi, by Richus again, in Divrei Maaskal of the Shini Bailam. The Rambam, hold not that way. What the Rambam does exactly, but our sugi, what he does is the sugi in Zvachim Daf Yud is an Asik, the Nesik. I just want to speak about it on a conceptual level, not necessarily to work out the details of how to read our Gemara. The Rambam disagrees with Rashi, and the Rambam holds that the Avoida of the psul of Shini Bailim exists by all four kabbonis. And this leaves us with a very basic, again, what he does with the sugis is a headache, the Mufarshim deal with that. But on a conceptual level, what that tells us is that the psul, the poisul of the Shem Bailim, if he shechts the Shem Shimon, not the Shem Reuven, that passes. Here we have a very basic problem. The Mishnah and the Samech Aleph introduces new machshavas hapoisloys, which don't exist by any other carbon. There's a psul called where he brings the carbon shaloi la'ichlov, shaloi la'mnuyov, la'reilam ul'tmeim. These are four categories of people that are not roy to eat the carbon Pesach. Oichlov, menuyov, areilam, and tmeim. The carbon is possible. Now there's something very telling about these four things. These are not viruses. These are not anti-carbonists which act as viruses to disrupt the carbon from doing whatever it's supposed to do. B'hor raya, that the Mishnayos tell us in the next few daf, that shaloi l'shma, let's say if a person brings the carbon partially l'shma, partially shaloi l'shma, the carbon is possible. Why is that? Because even if part of the carbon is kosher, but he introduced the virus of a machshava pesalis into the carbon, into the gufa carbon. Shaloi l'oichlov, shaloi l'mnuyav, l'arelim l'tmeim is not a virus. What it is it's an absence of a right thought process. Therefore, if he thinks that he's going to give the carbon pesach, lo'ichlov v'shaloi lo'ichlov, if as long as he's also focused on who's supposed to eat the carbon, that's enough. It's not a machshava pesalis, but if he thinks that he's going to feed the carbon only to people that are not part of this carbon pesach, or only people that are not roy to eat this carbon pesach, because they're arelim, they're tmeim, they're nemoilim, they're not nemoilim, then that machshava, it means that the avoida is being done without intent to render it roi l'achila, and those machshavas pass the carbon. The Keren Oren, Zvachim Daf Zayin, going back to our Rambam, asks a very basic question. If there's a psul of shaloi l'shem bailim in every one of these four avoidas, the person who's not nimna on the carbon pesach, what does it mean to be nimna on the carbon pesach? Before the carbon pesach was brought, there would be a kinyan done by a bunch of people who would chip in. They would buy the carbon together, or if one person bought it, he would be makna chelik of the carbon to as many as 20, 30 people. All of it had to be eaten that night. None of it was allowed to be left over. It's called noisa. So in order to facilitate the finishing of the carbon pesach, they didn't make carbon pesach family. Many people would be nimna on the carbon pesach. Bring the carbon pesach for those that are not roy to eat it, because anybody that's not from the menuyim, anybody that doesn't have a membership in the carbon pesach is also to eat. It's allowed for anybody to eat from a carbon pesach which is not owned by them, which is not part of their, they don't have a minuy on the carbon pesach. The halacha is that the carbon is possible. Sorry, the halacha is that it's allowed, and therefore thinking that the carbon will only be eaten by somebody who's not allowed to eat it, alpi halacha means that the avodah wasn't done effectively, the carbon is possible. Frek the Keren Oira, Bishlaim, according to Rashi, I understand why there's a separate and unique chiddush of shaloi l'mnuyim by carbon pesach, the Gemara learns it out, of special psukim, b'michsas nefoshois, that malam shena pesach nishchot el l'mnuyav. The carbon pesach has to be brought with intent to be fed by those that have a minuy on the carbon pesach. Why do we need a separate din unique to carbon pesach that we don't find in any other carbon? Because changing the name of the owner, changing who the carbon is brought for, only passes in zrika. And the halacha of shaloi l'oichlov, shaloi l'mnuyov, la'reilam ul'tmeim is a halacha dafka in shchita. The halacha of psul bailam doesn't exist by shchita. The halacha of shaloi l'oichlov, shaloi l'mnuyov, la'reilam ul'tmeim does not exist by zrika. It's two separate and unique halachas. One is halacha in all karbonis by the mechaper, which is only in the zrika, changing the name of the Bailim, changing who you bring the, who the Korban will be mechaper for, and what is the halacha of the Shechita, which, by the way, getting back to what we pointed out in the first shir, the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach is, like the Rambam says, lishchoit Korban Pesach. The ikur of the Korban Pesach is preparing the avodas adam, is to be makriv the dam in order to facilitate the achilas Korban Pesach. That's the point. That is the essence of Korban Pesach. And therefore, if the machshava of it not being eaten kalocha was not done, was not put into the avodas adam, then it's possible. But that's a separate psul. But according to the Rambam, All four of those psulim, which are in Shechita, would anyways be covered by the halacha of Shelo L'shem Bailim. If the halacha is that instead of thinking Reuven will the carbon is being shechted for Reuven, instead of thinking the carbon is shechted for Reuven, you think the carbon is shechted for Shimon, the halacha is the carbon is possible. It's called Shelo L'shem Bailim, Shelo L'shma. Who needs a new halacha in carbon Pesach of Shelo L'mnuyo? This is a kasha. The basic gist of what the Achronim saying, this is very telling, Kafi, what we're talking about, is to take a deeper look at what it means to be the owner of a carbon. Ownership of a carbon, in a simple sense, is not simple at all. Why is that? A person has a sheep, pulls a sheep out of his flock, and he says, Hareze Kodesh Kedushas Oilo, because he's mechuyev to bring a carbon oil, he has to bring a carbon oil, or he wants to bring a carbon oil, or any other carbon that he's mechuyev or wants to bring, he is magdish to behemoth. As soon as he's magdish to behemoth, there's mi'ilah the behemoth. The behemoth now is momen hegdish. What does it mean that he's the owner of the korban? Rabbi Seinu, the achronim, Rabbi Seinu Shebebris, Rav Chaim, the briskerov, his son Rav Velvel, explain that the ownership of the korban, despite the fact that the korban is now kodesh l'Hashem, it's owned in a simple sense by hegdish. However, when the carbon is chal, when the kedusha of the carbon is chal, part of the essential kedusha of the carbon is that it's kodesh to be a carbon for Reuven. When the shame oila is chal, then now the behemoth becomes a carbon oila. Part of becoming a carbon oila is that it becomes a carbon oila for Reuven. What's interesting is halacha, the Gemara learns that in a few places of Psukim, that if the owner of the carbon oila, before he has a chance to bring it, dies, the carbon can be brought la'acha moisoi, and it's considered mechaper, so the person is no longer alive. Why is that? Because the mechaper is not just a function of who's bringing it. The person never brings the carbon. He gives it over to the kehanim. The kehanim bring the carbon. The Gemara says in the Dorm that the kehanim are shluchei derachmona, not shluchei dedan. The kehanim don't bring the carbon for the owner of the carbon. But the carbon, in essence, is brought for the owner. Why? Because in the mahus of the shem kodesh of the carbon is the fact that it's mechaper for Reuven. Carbon chatas, which is only mechaper for a live person, after a person dies, chata shemesu baleh has to be put to death. The chata shemesu baleh cannot be brought because the whole essence of the carbon is being mechaper on a person who's alive. In any case, the ownership of a carbon, in terms of who is the owner of the carbon, oila, shlomim, toida, whatever it is, has nothing to do with dollar and cent value. It's not a market type of ownership, but it's a shem kodesh type of ownership. It goes into the essence of the carbon, that it's the carbon of Reuven, it's the carbon of Shimon. Monetary ownership, in a simple sense, is not no longer shayach to the Bailam. There's maybe a certain amount of monetary ownership, but it's not the essence of the ownership of a carbon. The essence of ownership of the carbon is that it's kodesh l'Hashem. The interesting Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Gimel talks about a shoyer of a carbon toida that's mazik. We know that a shoyer tam, if Reuven lets his shoyer run amok and it gores Shimon or it gores Shimon's shoyer, the halacha is that Shimon cannot be tever Reuven to pay $100 out of pocket. What he does is he becomes the owner to the sum of chatzin ezek from the gufa shoyer that was mazikim. So what happens if a shor that was hukdash as a carbon toida is mazik? The Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Yud Gimel that the carbon is brought, the mechaper is still the original owner. The bailus that goes over to the nizik in the shor tam does not change the essential kodesh character of being the carbon of Reuven. Reuven is still miskaper. He still is yotzi dechevasev. It was a carbon katas. He was yotzi dechevasev. It's a carbon that's supposed to render him. It's supposed to render him tahara. It will. Where does it express itself that the carbon now belongs to Shimon in a monetary sense is that after the carbon is shechted and the haktaros chalav me'murim was done in the way that it's supposed to be done, the one who has a right to give out the basar, the one who has a right to make a feast and give out the meat of the carbon is Shimon, the nizik. Why is that? Because whatever monetary rights there are on the carbon belong to Shimon. Shortam goes to the nizik. But in the sense of being a miskapa, which has nothing to do with monetary ownership, that stays by Reuven, the original owner of the carbon, because that's the essence of the carbon, doesn't change just because it was masik. It's just an interesting as an aside. In any case, back to our discussion. In the regular sense, despite the fact that the Rambam holds that the Shem Bailin is a change in the Shem Bailin, Machshavah, Sholeh, Shema, which passes in any of the four Avoides, however, he's talking about a machshava in the terms of the bailus, in terms of the miskaper. Like we said, according to Rashi, that's only in Zrita. What's interesting is Rashi, at the end of the sugya, before the next Mishnah, towards the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Alf, brings a Havamina. It's actually Rabbeinu Kanan's opinion on the Samach Amid Beis, that it's only by the Shechita. That machshava apaiselus of bailus only is by the Shechita, faket from a normal carbon, which Rashi says is only by the Zrika. Why is that? Rashi is Matmian Rabbeinu Chananel. Between the way we explain, the essence of a carbon Pesach, the mitzvah is Lishchoit, the essence of what the carbon Pesach is supposed to achieve, is supposed to tuoit, is supposed to accomplish, is the Shechita, is the rendering of a carbon Le'achtilo. The Iker of the carbon Pesach, as opposed to every other carbon, is the Shechita, is that which makes it Roi Le'achtilo. Be'ikr, that's the Shechita, not the Zrika. The Zrika is what's the Meskaper, is what makes the Ritzel and Mizbeach. The Ikr that makes the Korban Roy Lachil is the Shechita. Rabbeinu Chananel holds it's a Chiddush, the Rishonim don't hold of it, even the Rambam doesn't hold of it, is that the Shem Bailim is paramount only in the Shechita of the Korban Pesach. But again, according to the Rambam, where the Shechita, the Shem Bailim exists, the Basel, the Shalei Lishma, Machshava Peselis, exists in Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, that's only when we're talking about the Bailus, which is this otherworldly Shem Miskaper of a Korban, which is the Chalois of a Korban, the Kedusha of a Korban. However, Korban Pesach, being that the Iker is the Achila, as we said, the ownership, the Priskurov tells us, which is paramount in the Korban Pesach, is the monetary ownership, different than every other Korban. This that makes a person the minui, that gives a person the minui ownership in a carbon Pesach, is actual monetary ownership. It's the only carbon where the ikur ownership is the monetary ownership, because it's the only carbon where the ikur is the achila, not what the what's going to be performed in the Beis Hamikdash, but how it's going to be eaten by the owner. That is the essence, the state itself of what the carbon Pesach is the achila of the bailam. Therefore, the ikur is the bailam in terms of who's going to control the eating, who's going to eat from it. Who's that? That's the one who owns it monetarily. Therefore, the halachas that exist as psulim of shini bailam would not, in fact, take care of the halacha shalai lanuyim. What does it mean, shalai lanuyim? Shalai lanuyim doesn't mean that he doesn't have a shem miskaper in the carbon. It means he does not have monetary ownership of the carbon. That has absolutely nothing to do with the regular psul shalei lishma. The regular psul shalei lishma is a psul in not being part of the carbon in the sense of that the carbon is mechaper on you. The carbon maybe can be mechaper on you in certain cases, but you're not the monetary owner of that carbon. That's the psul of shalei lemnuyah, of shalei lemnuyos. Whoever does not have a right to eat from the carbon, that's a totally separate psul. Even according to Rambam, that's a totally separate psul. That's why we need a separate din by carbon Pesach. So again, the essential character of the carbon Pesach, even in Avodas Adam, is to render it roi l'avodah li l'achila. The ikur of achila is not the zrika, but it's the shechita. And that's why the psulim, which are unique to carbon Pesach, are unique in that they only pass through the carbon when they're thought about during the shechita, not during the other avodas, because that's the only part which is shayich to the special character of carbon Pesach, to the achila of carbon Pesach, the shechita, not the kabbalah halacha zrika. Whereas the shem miskaper, the more lamdisha, the regular part of the carbon, which is the ritzer of the carbon, alam is back, that shaykh mostly to the zrika. That's the essential chilik between the carbon Pesach and between the other carbonis. And again, this is a theme that chazes itself over and over again. Like we said, by carbon Pesach, the mitzvah is lishchoit carbon Pesach, to the point where the Gemara learns that kedushin daf mem beis, that the Gemara learns that shlichus from carbon Pesach. The puzzle says v'shachtu oitzei kol kala adas neisro. The mitzvah is for every person to shecht his own carbon Pesach. By normal carbon, there's no inyan. The kohen is not shliach of the owner to shecht it for him. He doesn't have to shecht it in shlichus of the owner. The owner becomes the miskaper of the carbon. The carbon is brought by the kohen, and that's it. The owner has a ritzur. Carbon Pesach, the ikur is the shchita. It's not enough that the dam goes on the mizbeach from his carbon. He has to actually shecht the carbon Pesach. That's the ikur of the mitzvah. That is performed the shlichus. That's how the Gemara learns out. Shlichus b'chol atar kul is learned out from the din of v'shochto esekol kadan b'nei Yisrael. So that's the chilek between the shalom nuyam, the monetary ownership of the carbon, the part of the carbon which is more shaykh to the mizbeach is the shemiz kapper. That's not a monetary, it's not a din of momnus, a choshen mishpat concept, whereas the more mundane physical ownership is the ikur legam carbon Pesach, because that's the point of the carbon Pesach, to render it fit for achilah. We'll continue, Mr. Hashem, in the next year to develop this theme, some of the other ideas which present themselves in these few daf.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.